Rachel, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us today and being the very first person for our podcast, our Fresh Low podcast.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Not a problem. Well, we're going to start with a couple of questions, but first of all, I think we kind of want to know a little bit about you.
Well, my name is Rachel, of course. I am a longtime resident of Covington, born and raised, and particularly right here on the west side. So I'm glad to be doing this.
Good. West Side represents.
Yes.
What are some things that you're currently involved with here in the community?
Well, Fresh Low is something that I am involved in. So currently I am part of the Fresh Low Fellows, and I'm organizing an event called Sample the West Side right now.
Okay.
Plus I just do other volunteer things on my own, like if somebody's doing something, I may go with them to do it. So that could be anything.
I like volunteering, or I like people that are into volunteering. Can you tell me a little bit more about some of the things that you volunteer?
I do a lot of volunteering at the elementary school, whether it's passing out toys at Christmas time, like a Santa's helper type thing. I help with Freddy Fest, behind the scenes stuff, so packing stuff up to give out to families, going shopping for families and stuff, just stuff like that. What else do I be doing? Not too much. My friend just got me into a site that I can go to find places for me to go volunteer at versus me looking, because this is something I'm new at, going to do more volunteering. So
that's awesome. That's awesome. I'm kind of curious about the Christmas, like we're playing like Secret Santa. Do you play like an elf, or do you
play? No, I'm an elf, and I'll carry the bag, be me and other parents, or
gotcha.
Whatever. We'll do that. So that's always fun.
That is awesome. Like I said, we just want to get like more information a little bit about people that are involved in the neighborhood, and so glad that you're a West Sider, since our program, our Fresh Low Fellows, this cohort is actually diving into the West Side of Covington. But I am curious, what interests you in becoming a Fresh Low Fellow?
Actually, the Fresh Low stumbled across me at a time where I'm changing career paths because of physical illness that I have. I can't do physical work like I used to do. So it's just giving me something that I can do in the background where I really don't have to use my physical thing. So the opportunity came to me. It fitted the description of what I needed. So this is where I'm at right now.
Awesome. Well, we are definitely glad to have you. You mentioned a little bit about what your actual project is, but I was wondering if you can give us just a little bit more information regarding what your project is all about.
Well, Sample the West Side is an event that is just going to highlight a portion of the diverse cultures that we have right here in the West Side. We're going to have just a larger scale potluck. Going to have activities that's related to different heritages and cultures, as well as a couple little games. So, got a few hours of some fun in there, so it'll be fun.
So how did you, so you have like a potluck, who's the people that are actually going to be making the food?
Thanks for asking that question, because I forgot to say it. Families of the West Side neighborhood, they're sharing their recipes through, the West Side families. I went to the local elementary school and I got recipes from the families, and they have agreed to, you know, prepare some of their meals and just share it with everyone. So
that's awesome. So was that what elementary school did you go to?
John G. Carlisle.
Okay. That's awesome. That's a great place. I mean, that's a great place to get kind of like the a sampling of the neighborhood. What type of, so they've given you, you've met these parents, they've given you their recipes.
Yes.
What type of culture, or what type of foods do you expect to be prepared?
Right now, there's Hispanic food, there's German food, there's Appalachian food, and there's African American food.
Oh, that's awesome.
So a little bit of
A little bit of everything. You're actually making me hungry. I didn't really have breakfast this morning, so when we're talking about food, it kind of gets me going.
Right.
So this project, kind of like you went through the Fresh Loaf Fellows and you kind of gained some knowledge of how to put programs together and kind of the management and budgeting. What are some things that you learned that you didn't learn about kind of like project management or development during your time here as a Fresh Loaf Fellow?
And actually, it's really simple. It's something that you just almost think is common knowledge, but actually using that outline and having lists to make your checks off, to have stuff in order, not like focusing on something that's irrelevant right now versus something that, hey, this part needs to be done first. So just kind of getting your organization going on time management. Is the big part of project management, I think, because you just got to have everything lined up to come out right. So if it seems confusing, as long as everything comes together, all right, it's cool. So let's...
Awesome. So kind of putting those, like, because, I mean, raising a family and keeping a household together, that's a project in itself.
It is.
But
it is.
Having some tools to kind of put things in order actually make it go a lot better.
A lot easier. So that's always good. Just having patience. I mean, because it's still, every project will be a different project, so you're not always going to have the same results. So just be patient. Accept constructive criticism and know that, you know, as long as you're passionate about something, it'll come out in one way, shape, or form. So
it's awesome. That's awesome. So we're in the sixth week of our program. It is an 8-week program.
Yes.
What are your plans after the project is over?
After the project is over, I am in mental illness, but I think we should have some like groups somewhere. So find some way to start some type of support group for like depression and anxiety. So something like that. And I think the tools that I've learned here, I'll be able to try to find a way to get some funds to rent out a space maybe once a week, once a month or something. So I'm going to learn some tools to figure out how to put together what I want.
That is awesome, because I do know, especially in the African-American community, mental illness is somewhat of a taboo, and it's always been a taboo. So breaking that taboo is awesome.
It is, and I'm just now to the point of where I can actually say out loud that I suffer from mental illness. So you gotta start somewhere.
Well, let's get it done.
Yeah.
Let's get it done.
Yeah.
Last question. What is one piece of advice that you would give someone interested in becoming a Fresh Loaf Fellow?
If you have a passion about community and want to make some changes in your community, try the Fresh Loaf Fellow. Get the knowledge to start, you know, get the resources that you need. It's just self-help. It can help you with all aspects of your life. You know, you learn self-confidence, how to be more stern with yourself, you know, so people don't take you serious, and people will take you serious. Just go for it. Just jump right into it. Jump out your comfort zone. As long as you got that passion of what your end result is going to be, go through the highs and lows of it, but it's all worth it in the end. So that's what I'll say. Just give it a try.
Well, awesome, awesome. Well, I have to say it's been a pleasure talking with you. It's been a pleasure having you in this class with us. And thank you so much for giving your insight into your project and the Fresh Loaf Fellow.
All right, thank you very much.
Do that again. Okay.
All right.
One, two, three.